of room 12. Terrestrial branches grow from the shelves. I stand with moccasins, breathing, rethinking, hitchhiking to Mons Olympus with a herd of oxen and a canteen full of toxins, smuggling maroon magic in the stomach of dachshunds, preying on those praying. Prying minds open with my native sayings, painting cubes on concave caves into the geomorphism of those saved. Remove your voodoo pins and we shall bowl with crystal balls. Recite the paint from the dismal halls of your cathedral. Your savior's missile falls. It's a nuclear blast at zero gravity, frame the flatline. The ordained rhapsody, actually just self-contained happenings, experiments with faith. Setting off a chain reaction of silent screams. Further react with fractions of fusion, confused and standstill. Elapsed time's anvil with the sandalwood hand of oracle crush. Lamb's blood gush. Who in God's name told little Miss Neptune about my crush? The mouth of madness, deep throat's a lit candle, maintaining the flame by sustaining a hush. Our relationship is stage 3 mammal to grasshopper. You chirp cries from your thorax. I stand and deliver with Thor's axe. Single whip, Snorlax, real life hexagon. A dead language spoken from my dead skin mask. Pour out a little rooster blood for my anguish. My pain switched to a faint twitch of faith. Vexed by the planets times 3. Book 11, the writing was painting.
From documenting the detail of a gravel road to staring at a blank slate, I collected pieces of clouds and bags of tree moss as a cushion for my body weight. Now contemplate against this backdrop I paint on a cloned skin graft. Is the candle burns of both ends, your motions lie between what I become in the past. And let me add to this black sliver in my hand that time is a diversion tactic. Simple deduction proves vampires must have occupied the Sistine Chapel. Engaged in a game of statues with you, the forest rivers in this wormhole. Experiencing vertigo and setting up camp where the red fern grows. Is the man with transparent skin. It was impossible to blend against the abandoned crystal ship, accelerating beyond my niche and the Bethlehem Star. A chameleon on a monochrome planet, the co-seeking of the crest of the moon. Expanding lights trapped in a jar with souls and body parts. It's not what it seems, nor will it ever be. Pick apart the 100th monkey theory as I reveal the opposable thumbs led to the concept of war. Slow motion city, the spirits of the 12. I held that notion at one point in my life, but excelled much faster than you where they could develop. It's the escape artist. Our old styles were kept for future reference. My assessment was correct. A third party is always present between nothingness and light. Life is rooted to the poisonous tree. It's the way a hammer can both build and destroy, with my DNA strategically dispersed on each receding asteroid. I was once trapped in a door frame, but I escaped to leave the floor stained with the residue of war games. Now a piece drilling into my own temple. So now really this, what can be divided infinitely, it never diminishes and always exists. Love doesn't hurt, it's the lack of in the aftermath. Still I persist beyond my Chinese birth sign with the tendencies of the centipede. I wisely reverse the energy sent to me mentally and deflect these written scripts to a skydive. As you contemplate whether extinction is truly forever, and lean forward to view my illustrations up close, and pray for contact so you can run your fingers over these aesthetic brushstrokes.
Waterproof vision, caught in the loop of ignition. Solder my room with the hall of wishing. Free fall from a fictional collision. Conditional dimension, an additional suspension. Over a beach referred to as intervention. Redemption at a flea market. Disheartened with the unmarked. Uncharted sea of eternal youth. A polished external truth. The group hovers through maternal hoops. I extend the fibula and the clavicle in the classical structure of ruptured tendons. Sending the clowns when applicable. A mathematical error in systematic elimination. Tactical over-accounting. Dismounting my horse called disfiguration. Returning from the unorbited station. I lay in elation. Patience tugs in my left arm. Pulls me from harm's way. Charms my delay. Alarms decay. Disarmed by an unarmed reformist. With an affection for the conformist. The storm is deformed. Torn by the scorn. Reborn with simulated flesh. Discussing the text. Nothing more than an uneducated guess. Impressed with your disapproval for breathing. A strange affection for ritual bleeding. The depleting evidence of the living LaBranche Davidian provision. Music for the man with no name. The grasp of your positronic brain. Plain as day in the strangest way.
I find myself knee-deep in a waterfall that sits in the middle of a desert. An illusion of many onlookers as they pass by. Unaware and unable to comprehend the mystic spells conveyed by their minds. Meanwhile, I'm dangling, an escape artist on a wire. Strolling into these caverns that are hollow as they swallow me in like beasts. And once the tension is increased, I'm released onto an open field that vultures patiently watch and wait as I gather myself to my feet. I lie within those brush strokes that were gently mounted onto the canvas that drip from your walls. I'm the owl in the woods,
twisting my neck to the ticking of clocks. I'm the caterpillar that nibbles on leaves and hides in a cocoon and turns into a butterfly with the passing of time. I'm a poet whose soul has been imprisoned in a solid block of ice and cast adrift in limbo amidst the stars that have sparkled and amazed us since the first breath of life. I'm the breadcrumbs that were swept off the floor and dispersed into the sand. I'm a man-made machine built to carry out simple tasks. I'm a tailor threading a needle to this clock, keeping my composure as I weave a tale of misfortune and lust. But everything I've said hovers in midair as if my words were just particles of dust. I'm the sun, the moon, the candle that's lit to fit a certain mood. If you open your eyes for a brief moment, you might see mermaids swimming in the blue lagoon. I'm a city hidden underwater that stretch far beyond mankind's reach. I'm a statue built of stone, I've gotten more recognition than the artist from whom I was conceived. I'm a man who at times loses his grip and finds it hard to distinguish reality from fantasy. I'm known as a romantic, a lyricist, a simple man to most. But if I was a painter, I would use God's paintbrush to paint me a picture of a perfect world.